Good morning and welcome to the latest LIBF Mortgage Podcast. My name is Gordon Reid, Business Development Manager here at the London Institute of Banking and Finance. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning by my colleague, our Head of Financial Services, John Somerville.
Hi, Gords. Thanks for inviting me. An absolute pleasure. I can feel. I think it's the first mortgage podcast I've done, isn't it? I can't remember ever coming on to this one.
Yeah, I think it probably is. But it's great to have you here, and perfect timing because what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking about the LIBF Mortgage Conference, which is now less than a month away. Probably about 3 weeks away, I think now.
It's really close now, I must admit. And, you know, I've been preparing for my hosting duties on the day. Yeah, all of a sudden I'm thinking, right, and it's not just about getting, you know, suit pressed and shoe shined and, you know, making sure I've got the right tie on the morning and all that kind of thing, you know. But, you know, it's a great day and there's a huge amount of really clever people there. I'm just humble host.
Well, do you know what? That's like me on this mortgage podcast. Humble host, that's my role. I was just going to say, what a packed agenda and a really, really exciting agenda we've got, haven't we? So, you're going to be busy as host, I think. And I think I'm going to be hosting a couple of the rooms as well. So I'll be sort of assistant hosting.
I think so, yeah. Everybody's got a really important part to play on the day. I think, one thing I'm excited about really, Gords, is that when we put this together, one of the things that was really right at the front of my mind was that, you know, I wanted to put together a conference that I wanted to see myself. I wanted, you know, not just a conference where we could get, you know, a good bunch of sponsors and speakers and that sort of thing, but something I really wanted to know about myself. What were the driving factors behind what's going on in the industry at the moment? And there's, you know, I don't think there's ever been such a lot of headlines around the mortgage industry that has been in the last 6 months or so, you know, and brokers are so super busy currently. How do you cope with that and how do you move forward in your businesses and how do you develop your businesses when you've got so much going on around you? I think there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, as I said, we are just a few weeks away from the conference. Can I just ask you, John, to begin with, just for our listeners here, what are the key themes of the mortgage conference?
Yeah, well, picking up on that, you know, how do you develop your business kind of situation? The first thing we want to do is make sure we had a broad range, not just from a mortgage perspective. Obviously, we're really well known for CMAP. This is, you know, the driving force behind why we've put the mortgage conference together to support that mortgage industry. But at the same time, what we wanted to do was show all advisors a different aspect of what's going on around them. So not just sticking in, if your residential mortgage is, what else is available, and give them an insight into equity release and also into protection as well. So we've got some really huge industry experts in all of these fields that advisors can ask questions of, network and listen to in each of the conference rooms.
Great. And I'll ask you a little bit more about speakers a little bit later. But as you said earlier, that there's so many hot topics at the moment. There's been so much going on in the mortgage industry. So just tell me, which of the hot topics can we expect to see being addressed during the various sessions we've got lined up?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, the point of coming to any conference is you need to be able to look at our agenda and think, what's in it for me? What am I going to gain from this when I attend, and what am I going to learn that's going to change the way I do business, or it's going to change the way that I look at things, or that I'm going to understand things for my customers? So the hot topics at the moment, when you look at the changes in the economic structure of the mortgage market. So we've got Esther Deister, who's going to be talking about all that range of stuff that's available, the understanding from Lloyds Banking Group about what's going on in the industry, what things to look out for, what the prospects are, what the future holds. She's got a huge brain when it comes to that sort of thing, and she'll really be able to help people out when it comes to that sort of stuff. But at the same time, other huge topics, consumer duty, I think, is probably the number one thing on everybody's mind. So consumer duty is just, you know, absolutely massive when it comes to, you know, really not changing things so much, but evidencing what people are currently doing and showing what the industry is made of. There's a fantastic number of people out there who are doing a brilliant job for their consumers, for their customers, but there's always some way we can improve, something we can tweak, something we can evidence, something we can do a bit differently. And yeah, I don't think anybody is at that perfect stage. There's, you know, if you reach that, then you need to understand there must be something else going on. So I think we've got some...
Can I just pick up on that, John? Because I think you're absolutely right. And I think the key thing is that, yes, people will need to potentially hone their policies, their processes, the tools that they use to support. But I think a really, really key message needs to be that perhaps the advisors, as a broker, you might need to hone your skills as well. I'm sure you've got the base skills out there, but you're going to have to do more work to develop those and to make sure that you're absolutely at the top of your game. You know, if you're not already there, you need to get there. And hopefully some of what we're going to show you, hopefully some of what you're going to hear at the conference will support you with that as well.
Yeah, and this is the starting point at Consumer Duty. It's not the end point. So, you know, when it launches and when it goes live, you know, it's an onward going development strategy that people need to be putting in place. You know, it's not a case, it's not like RDR or MMR where people had to have a, you know, things had to be in place at that date and that was it. The Consumer Duty is a more fluid kind of approach where you keep on developing as you go forward, which I think is refreshing, I think, from our regulator, and it's certainly the right direction. And then other things, you know, things like vulnerable customers. We've got a fantastic session from Jonathan Barrett on that. It's just amazing sort of character when it comes to sort of understanding how technology can help people understand vulnerability, but also at the end of the day, there will always need to be a human factor involved in that particular identification. We've got green finance is now becoming such a massive topic. You know, when you look at 18% of properties in the UK are up to A or B standard, everything else needs work. There's a huge amount that lenders and brokers need to do to support people in their houses and financing improvements and that sort of thing. So not only have we got a fantastic ESG session a little later in the afternoon, but we also have the FCA coming, David Giles coming to talk about green finance. And I think that this is, you know, shows if the FCA are coming in to talk about that, it shows what an important subject it is for even the regulator to be talking about. I would say, you know, that amongst many other things that will be talked about, there's just that alone, you'll come away with something that you'll be able to enhance your business with, learn a little bit more about. But equally, it's that education factor, which is what we're all about. LIBF, passing on that real education piece to everybody.
Brilliant. And I know you've mentioned some of the speakers there, like Esther Dijkstra and David Giel. What are the leading lights of the industry can you expect to hear from if you come to our mortgage conference?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So go to the website, you'll see the agenda, by the way, guys. So, you know, sort of reading it ad verbatim, obviously, you know, there's plenty there. But, you know, we're going to have L&G are our headline sponsor. So there's various different speakers, including Danny Belton, who's the head of lender relationships at L&G. But we've also got, from a protection point of view, Jeff Woods, who's the head of intermediary development at L&G. And we've also got Nick Birdseye talking as well. And he is head of home finance at L&G as well. So a huge amount of support from L&G. On that perspective. On the Consumer Duty front, we've got Work Smarter coming along, Julie Pardy and Nick Dent are coming along to talk specifically about Consumer Duty. So you've got some real industry experts when it comes to that side of things. And then we've got some real leading lights around the Equity Release. And the Equity Release Council will have a stand at the conference as well. So go and speak to them. They'll be amazing supporters. And we've worked collaboratively with them over the number of years. So that'll be pretty cool. And I do believe Jim Boyd, who's the chief executive, will be coming along as well. So you'll be able to network with Jim. Great guy, well worth listening to. And various others. So, you know, there's lots of other sponsored.
As you said, John, that you know, the agenda will give people more detail. And when you do see the agenda, guys, you'll see just how packed it is and just what an interesting and varied agenda it is. So do take a look at that. John, I have to say, from my perspective, one of the highlights that I'm quite looking forward to is Is a panel session being hosted by yourself around business growth and the fact that that's so key when the economy looks uncertain? And one of the reasons that's a highlight for me is because, you know, you're actually hosting a panel of practitioners. And this is one of the things is that, you know, our event is here for people who are practitioners, but it includes people who are practitioners as well. So we've also got people like Sonia Matharu and Sally Mitchell from The Mortgage Mum, who will be talking about their experience of developing their business. But again, practitioners, you're going to hear from practitioners. That's my personal highlight. What about you? Are there any other highlights you're looking forward to? What are you really, is it the networking lunch?
Well, you know, I like a good lunch, to be honest with you, you know, freebie. And obviously there'll be plenty of merchandise available on the day, I'm sure. Absolutely. I an interesting one the other day, actually, the one we were at a couple of days ago, I managed to pick up a Rubik's Cube, would you believe it? All the things that people are handing out. I'm not sure how to enhance my business, but I actually managed to complete it as well, which is really quite cool. So
did you peel all the labels off and stick them back on, John?
No, look, you can see it's still tight. I'm showing it on the camera. It's still working. It's all properly. So yeah, I mean, lots of that sort of stuff going on. But going back to that broker session, funny enough, one of the reasons why we wanted to put that together was it wasn't just about the brokers. We wanted to make sure the brokers had a voice on the day. And the point being that these brokers that we're selecting for this panel event will be asked, you know, really some quite simple questions around what does the industry and what do lenders need to do more of that will support them? And obviously having an awful lot of lenders at the conference, it will kind of entice and encourage that two-way conversation between everybody to really speak about what is it that we can all do to benefit each other. Take away a few questions, pose them to the lenders, and there'll be enough of them there, as I say, that will really, you know, spark some attention and hopefully get some really good solid answers for all of you. And not least of which, you know, the fact is that the regulator, the FCA, will be there as well. And I'm sure if you get a moment to be able to network with somebody from, they've got a couple of attendees as well who are from the regulator as well. And I'm sure that you'll be able to network with them as well. There's an app. So the app will tell you who's coming. And use the app, because the app will enable you to network with people who are going to be in attendance, and you'll be able to arrange meetings through the app as well if you want to do that. So download the app when you register to come along.
I was just going to ask, as soon as you register, you'll be able to download the app?
I think the app's coming in the next couple of weeks. So it's okay. But everybody's registered will be informed of the app being available. And once you've got the app, you'll be able to see your name on there, but all the other attendees, and then you can request to network, have a meeting, and, you know, over lunch, which is going to be bowl food, I was told the other day.
Yep.
So I haven't got a menu yet. So, but trust me, I'm knowing these sorts of things, I'm sure it'll be lovely. And we'll cater for all allergies as well. So come one, come all, don't feel excluded by anything. So that's everything's going to be there.
Brilliant. Sounds like we're going to have a great day. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I suppose the final question, just presumably with all this fantastic content, attendees will receive and be able to record a certain level of CPD?
Yeah. We'll officially accredit CPD for the day.
Yep.
So you'll be able to record this as signed off CPD from our perspective. So if you're a financial advisor and you need to understand a little bit more, it will be CPDable from your point of view, structured, and you'll be able to put it into your ready for your SPS. If you're a mortgage advisor anyway, this is good knowledge that you can use to evidence your ongoing knowledge when it comes to things like consumer duty and what have you, which I think is you know, an important thing now, and depending on you know, how your firm is structured when it comes to your T&C schemes, it's really important to be able to record CPD, even though it's not a mandatory part of a mortgage advisor. You'd be daft not to, really, to be keeping your knowledge up to speed and keeping yourself going forward. So yeah, lots of good stuff there on the CPD front.
Fantastic. So I think that probably brings me to the end of what I wanted to talk to you about this morning, John. Thank you so much for that. Just a little reminder for everybody out there, because I know I didn't say it right at the start, but if you're not already aware, the date of the Mortgage Conference is Wednesday, the 19th of April. It's a full packed agenda. However, if you can only make it for part of the day, come along for as much as you can, but have a look at that agenda and make sure that you get there for the bits that will really interest you. Really would love to see as many of you as possible. If anybody's got any feedback or got any questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with myself, Gordon Reid, at the London Institute of Banking and Finance over the next few weeks. But otherwise, we really look forward to seeing as many of you there as possible, and hope you will have a great event and it'll be an enjoyable day. John, thank you very much for your time.
A pleasure. Just one last thing, just to mention to everybody that it is at the Congress Centre, which is on Great Russell Street, literally just off Tottenham Court Road, Tottenham Court Road Station, on the Elizabeth Line, dead easy to get to. This is it's such an easy place to get to, so very straightforward.
This is why you're the host and I'm only a co-host. You know, I forget some of the most basic details, so that's why I need John here as well.
I just thought it'd be interesting to
know. No, you're absolutely right, John. Absolutely right.
But now you'll find your way there, guys. It really is a fantastic venue as well. You'll be pleased to know that loads of daylight, funny enough. I know I've been to loads of conferences where, you know, there isn't a window in sight and you just sort of don't feel like you've seen the daylight throughout the rest of the whole day. But no, it's very, very well lit. It's a nice place to be. We'll have all sorts of things to keep you interested when you're not sat down watching. And there'll even be a relaxation room on the day and that sort of thing as well for those that need a little bit of time out, etc. So lots and lots of things to keep you going. So hopefully.
And actually, you make the point, John, you know, this time of year, it'll be daylight when people join the conference and it'll be daylight when they leave as well.
You might even get home.
You might even get home in the day as well.
Oh, that'd be nice. That would be nice. Yes.
Yeah. Right. John, thank you very much again. Absolutely. Much appreciated. Look forward to seeing you all on the 19th of April, and let's have a great event.